Are the two becoming one? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, when one thinks about the two largest political parties in our republic, two opposing visions come to mind. On one hand, the Democrat Party is historically the party of slavery, Jim Crow, lynchings, unions, high taxes, and more recently, the party of declining economic, military, moral standards, and abortion, as well as same-sex marriage. Conversely, the Republican Party is historically known for being against slavery, against Jim Crow, against lynching, and high taxes. And until recently was thought to be totally against declining economic, military, moral standards, and same-sex marriage. The differences were as apparent as those between former presidents Jimmy Carter,
along with the families of the hostages. I have welcomed and I appreciate the restraint that has been shown by Americans during this crisis. We must continue to exhibit such constraint.
And Ronald Reagan.
And for us to ignore, by inaction, the slaughter of American civilians and American soldiers, whether in nightclubs or airline terminals, is simply not in the American tradition. When our citizens are abused or attacked anywhere in the world on the direct orders of a hostile regime, we will respond so long as I'm in this Oval Office.
But now, a noticeable change is occurring in the party of Lincoln. Just recently, semi-conservative Senator Robert Portman has come out in favor of same-sex marriage simply because one of his own sons has chosen sodomy. The compromising foolishness of House Speaker John Boehner is always ongoing. On top of that, Republicans are spending $10 million to attract homosexuals and minorities to appeal to the legions of younger, indoctrinated voters. Republicans are increasingly inclined to throw the bedrock moral principles of Christianity and conservatism right under the bus for a possible short-term gain of votes. So are the Republican and Democrat parties really becoming one? Only time will tell. But heed the warning, America. Compromising virtue and providential guidance is foolhardy at best and will turn the American dream into nothing more than a historic nightmare. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to ExtendoVite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken ExtendoVite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with ExtendoVite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
On a Wednesday, as we go into the second hour, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. In Britain today, they have a de facto gun ban. You can get a shotgun license. God help you if you use it in self-defense. I don't know exactly what you can shoot with your licensed shotgun in Britain, to be quite honest with you. But there is a source of guns there in Britain, totally unregulated. No registration required. At something called the National Ballistics Intelligence Service, there's a guy named Tony Gallagher, and he sits around every day surrounded by 2,000 assorted lethal weapons ranging from rocket-propelled grenades to homemade blunderbusses. Off to the right side of him is a rack of 100-year-old revolvers straight out of a cowboy movie. And he would look at you and say, hey, we're seeing a lot of these on the streets today. He's a forensic expert for the National Ballistics Intelligence Service, and he works in their high-security laboratory. In an anonymous building in a Birmingham suburb, and they know what they're talking about when it comes to the hands of guns in criminals in Britain. They keep a very low profile, but they are key in the fight against gun crime, which has seen the number of offenses involving firearms fall in England and Wales from 24,000 in 2003, after the gun ban, to 9,555 because the books have been cooked, because the incentives are being paid. The official line is gun crime is rare. There are 900 incidents a year in which a weapon is actually fired or brandished. But it is a grim reality. Now remember, in Britain, they don't count a gun crime as a gun crime unless they arrest and prosecute and convict somebody of it. Otherwise, that bullet hole just magically appears in you. Police armed response vehicles carry out some 13,000 operations a year, which seems a little higher than the 900 incidents they claim. The recent inquest into the death of Mark Dugan, who was traveling with a gun when he was shot dead by police, has highlighted the persistence of the threat. Now, a tool that these officers and detectives investigating shootings, it's a vital tool, and it gives them the ability to obtain rapid information about a weapon or ammunition used in a crime, including whether it's been used in previous shootings, is the NABIS. The work that they do spreads around the three sites in London and Glasgow, Manchester, as well as Birmingham. What they're finding out is the rise of the use of antique weapons, which are unregulated, which anybody can go and buy. Primarily pistols and revolvers, some of them dating back as far as the First World War and even the American Civil War, by criminals who are finding these paths to new weapons smuggled into Britain when that narrowed. The NABIS maintains a reference collection of firearms held both legally and illegally in Britain, including weapons such as the 19th century French Saint-Étienne revolver, similar to one fired during the 2011 riots in Birmingham, or a Colt 1911 U.S. Army pistol from the Second World War. Now, the problem they have in the U.K. is that guns are a durable commodity. Being 100 years old does not mean they don't work anymore. They're very simple machines. And the problem is that the technology in these weapons has not really changed for a century or more. I mean, the most modern thing that's out there amongst pistols is striker-fired. The striker-fired pistol, the Glocks, those M&Ps. Before that, they were hammer-fired. They're still hammer-fired. Striker-fired is just another take on hammer-fired. You just don't see the hammer. This trend is being carefully monitored by the NABIS. Another thing that's happening, because this is going to happen anywhere, anybody with some machining knowledge can make a gun. And one of the ones that they're making is based upon the Turkish-made Zoraki gas gun. And, of course, some people downloaded the 3D plans. Now, those tend to be more of a risk to their users because when you don't use the right materials, they have this tendency to explode. But now, guns made with metal don't have that problem. Another thing that some of these guys are doing, they're quite imaginative. This is what makes criminals so unique, because they're not bound by law. They're only bound by their imagination. Sort of like combatants. There's beginning to be, you can collect military items, I guess, in the UK, as long as they've been demilled, which means they're no longer operable. Now, a lot of times how they do that would be to drill a big hole in the barrel or to put some impediment in the barrel or both. But there is a rise in burglaries of gun collections of this sort happening right now. This past summer, 26 deactivated pistols in Suffolk were stolen. And they're probably being worked on as they try to be reworked in order to be operable. And if you think about that, all you have to do is figure out a way to attach another tube to the gun. And whether it's rifled or not, you know, a criminal's not worried about accuracy. He's worried about launching bullets if he has to. So they're finding, they are finding that they are they're finding that this is a very rough road to hoe. And some of the stuff they investigate is quite interesting. Because they have a tough time solving these crimes. That they recently worked on a 12-year-old shooting where a Jamaican man was shot in the back and the round lodged in his in his groin area. No idea if they managed to identify the round or the shooter in that particular case. But they don't want to, one thing they don't want to do, though, because this would be honesty. This would be honesty. And it is very apparent in the UK that they work very hard to try to cook the books so that the populace of the United Kingdom doesn't get alarmed. But they don't want to speculate on how many guns are held illegally. We'll be right back on Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Something in here's not right today. I show up tight today. Paranoia is all I got left. I don't know what stress. World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Here we go!
And welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. This past weekend on Fox News, Darrell Issa was on there. He's the Republican chair of the House Oversight Committee. One of my friends works with him, Trey Gowdy. And while he was on there, he accused the Obama administration of waging a war on guns. And what he was referencing is A report by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, which claimed that ATF agents operating firearms teams in six separate cities took advantage of the mentally ill. You know, they can't have guns, you know. We got to go after them. Set up stings near churches and schools and made decisions which some claim actually increased crime in their neighborhoods. ISA and Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley have sent a letter to the newly confirmed permanent ATF director, B. Todd Jones, this past week to demand answers on the tactics and how often they've been used. But ISA believes he already knows what's going on. He stated, this is Fast and Furious Revisited. You finally have a confirmed director who was supposed to clean up these operations, and instead what you see in many of these cases is that they're continuing. They're continuing to have this be what's called a rogue organization. But I think for the members of the ATF, and I want to make sure I make one thing clear, the ATF never acts alone. The FBI and the U.S. attorneys in each of these areas, political appointees, they work hand in hand. This is the president, Barack Obama's Department of Justice, continues to support these sting operations, these rogue operations, as they're called, that lead to harm in communities. Then he explained why the Obama administration has gone to such great lengths exploiting the mentally disabled and shelling out large amounts of taxpayer dollars and buyback programs in its quest to get all guns, both legal and illegal, off the street. I think what we have here, once again, is a war on guns, if you will, that causes them to take these bold moves, bold and reckless moves, because they hate guns so much. He points out, rightfully so, that Fast and Furious had the opposite effect. It made Americans scared of the government. Whether it's Fast and Furious or being lied to by the NSA, the American people are getting tired of assuming that an agency does one thing and then finding out that they're abusing citizens, and in this case, the mentally retarded and the mentally ill. No kidding. Now, I had referenced a discussion I had yesterday. One of the ways that I discussed this and I was talking with a political operative, and for the most part, he is, you know, in the general political spectrum. He doesn't focus on one issue the way I do. And I was pointing out to him why certain things needed to be certain ways, and why certain political statements needed to be made by state and local governments versus what we're seeing. And here's the problem as I see it. In the country today, there seems to be a total and complete general disinterest for the actual true welfare of this country. It seems to all be driven in this quest for power. And I don't see a whole lot of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats on this. In my state of South Carolina, which there are Democrats in the state government, but I mean, there's so few that there's no way they can mount any sort of a actual campaign to change anything. And yet, in South Carolina right now today, if you go into a place that has the, as they call it in Texas, the 30-06 sign, which means it's gun, you're prohibited from carrying a gun in there. In South Carolina, this has the force of law behind it. And I don't believe it should have that. Now, I believe that concealed carry holders, if they see this sign, they should respect the wishes of the private property owner, turn around and take their money elsewhere, because this is where most of these things are, is where you would spend your money. Take your money elsewhere and don't worry about it. But what about the time, you know, with a gun, with a concealed carry holder, depending on what you're carrying, sometimes if you're a female and you're carrying it in your purse, you just forget that it's there. In South Carolina, certain members of the Republican-held Senate in the General Assembly want to see a prison sentence, come down with it. Now, what this would do, this would be a state misdemeanor charge. Now, whether or not you served a day in prison or not would be, you know, a judge could decide, well, you know, it was a mistake. You know, I'm looking at you, you got this clean record. You forgot you had your gun in your purse, or you forgot you had your gun in your bag. I can forgive that. Case dismissed. But you still have this state misdemeanor on your record. Guess what that does? That will be taken by the feds, and you now have a firearm disability. You're not allowed to have one. You're not allowed to own one. You're not allowed to possess one. And my General Assembly, in what everybody thinks is the deep red state of South Carolina, is pushing this. And that is a Polaroid snapshot of what's wrong. Because some of these politicians, and what I pointed out was this. Most of these yahoos have no idea what they're talking about. And yet they will sit there and write up legislation, and they'll do it in the name of public safety, and they'll do it in the name of keeping everybody safe. And at the same time, I mean, in South Carolina right now, we're being tested by the gangs. This past year, we were the fifth most dangerous state in the union. And the politicians of South Carolina don't know it. How do you not know it? In the capital city of South Carolina, that's Columbia. The state house is about 3 miles away from an area, a very historic area, South Carolina, called Five Points. And Five Points is being experimented on by the Bloods and the Crips. And what they like to experiment on is the University of South Carolina is closer than the state house is. So during the day, in beautiful downtown Columbia, in the historic and picturesque Five Points, well, that area of the city belongs to the people that are shopping there and looking at the unique shops and the historic architecture and everything else. When the sun goes down, it's gangland. And they fail to understand how that's happened. They fail to understand that even in a shall issue state that comes to the attention of gangs, that you're going to have an uptick in violence. And their answer to it is to take normal law-abiding citizens and provide them with a gun disability. This is... Now, Darrell Issa is a little bit above average on this. Trey Gowdy is a little bit above average. Steve Stockman, a little bit above average on this. They will come out, name names, point things out. The rest of these guys haven't got a clue. I mean, and there's other people within the House, to be sure. But look at the Senate. How many are there? 2, 3? We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. When my church runs me out of town.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I've been painting a dark picture so far, haven't I? Let me give you an example of one of your brethren in action that probably saved a whole lot of lives. Mainstream media is not going to pick this up because it goes against their narrative. This is another example of an armed individual like you stopping a mass shooter. And it happened in a hipster city, Portland, Oregon, which I don't know how big Portland is, and maybe somebody out there does know. In Oregon, if somebody's listening in Oregon, call me and tell me how big Portland is. According to KGW, a man entered the Mystic Gentlemen's Club in Portland, Oregon, and opened fire. Three people, including a security guard, were hit by the gunfire. Probably the security guard was shot first. You understand? Uniformed security, unless they are standing at the door with their weapon at the ready, are pretty much a sitting duck. If their gun is in the holster, which is where it alarms people the least, if they're wearing a shirt with a badge and they got a rent-a-cop patch on their shoulder, if it's in the holster and they're not paying attention to the door, even if they're paying attention to the door, if they don't have time to present and fire, they're sitting ducks. Okay? So, not this guy's fault that he was hit. He was a target. It's entirely possible that far more people could have been shot, but the shooter had no idea he was going to encounter an armed citizen. An armed bystander drew a firearm and opened fire on the gunman, hitting and disabling him. Now, see, in South Carolina, I would be under arrest because they serve alcohol in these places. And in South Carolina, even though I might not drink alcohol, I can't carry a gun in where there might be some alcohol. I don't know if you can detect the notes of frustration in my voice about where I live. All four injured people, including the shooter, did survive the incident. The gunman and the security guard are both in critical condition. The other two victims were treated and released for non-life-threatening injuries. Now, an interesting aside to this is what they know about the shooter. Detectives say that the shooting was not gang-related and there are no other suspects. So this leaves a lot of people to believe this was a lone gunman committing a mass shooting. He wanted to get a top score. And he was stopped by a good guy with a gun. According to KGW, Portland is a safe city. However, gun violence is pervasive. As we've seen elsewhere, it's really easy for someone with a gun to hurt a lot of people. This is coming from Sergeant Greg Stewart with the Portland Police Bureau. It is a good thing that this armed bystander was there. Now, of course, the mainstream media is not going to point this out to you because this would be an admission to you that you, the armed population of the United States, are a good entity. And we can't have that because you got guns and they're bad. Guns are bad. They're bad unless you need one. Then when you need one, you don't have one. Well, then it's if you don't have one when you need one, that's a bad day. And what better way to explain this to you? I know there's some of you may listen to me that are absolute sports junkies. And you listen to a lot of sports talk. So I'm going to give you an example of what it's like to need something and not have it. Now, the gun control zealots will bemoan the point that the chances of a person needing a gun are remote, although it happens, 2.5-3 million times a year. It may surprise you that individually, I sort of agree with that. And that means most of us will never have to use our weapon in self-defense, which is not a bad thing at all. But having it is better than not having it in a lot of cases. A vast majority of homeowners will never see their house burned to the ground. And yet, no one is suggesting that fire insurance is somehow only purchased by pyromaniacs. See, now, one of the ninjas in the chat room gave me the Portland stats. 600,000 plus, greater Portland, 2 million plus. They're a big city. And they have legally armed people in it. And crimes get stopped there. And probably in New York. Chicago probably outdoes the whole state of Oregon by themselves. I have a spare tire in my car. How often am I going to use that? Probably not very often. Seat belts. Airbags. I mean, there's all kinds of things that are put in place as a preventative measure that nobody ever suggests you not have it. So instead of belaboring the same point, here's something that got picked up off a sports center. And it's a perfect real-world, non-gun-related example of the maxim. It's better to have and not need than to need and not have. There's a video out there that follows, and it's not the top 10, as it shows what happens when you are woefully unprepared for something that you didn't think was going to happen. Freshman Sebastian Saez was not expecting to play. In a slump, averaging only 4 points a game, he was expecting to ride the bench. He thought he knew what was going to happen and put his mind on cruise control. which is a state many people find themselves in when they just assume nothing out of the ordinary or different from their assumptions will happen, like being mugged. Now, in the video, the coach calls him to get up, and underneath his sweats, he's not wearing his uniform. He's caught unprepared. And he gets to go sit back down on the bench when the coach figures out, and he just waves the game on to continue. For young Mr. Saez, the freshman basketball player, the assumption was costly. In his case, it was a small cost. He missed some minutes of play in a college basketball game. Or it could be great, like losing your life to a murdering rapist. If he'd had his jersey on, would it have been a crime for him to be prepared, even though the coach may never call his name? Is it a crime to be prepared but not needed? So, too, it is better to have a gun and never need to use it. But if you're called upon to defend yourself with one, it's better to find out that you have the means to do so versus not having the means to do so. I do not understand why some people, even anti-gunners, I don't understand why they will not embrace the concept of self-defense, because there's no guarantees when you walk out on the road, when you get in the car, when you're in the shopping mall, wherever you are. There's no guarantees. And at any point, I mean, look at where all these incidents occur. Who'd ever heard of Newtown, Connecticut before this incident happened? Who'd ever heard of that? Or, you know, who'd ever heard of Aurora? These incidents can happen at big places, and they can happen in little places, in little locales, in little municipalities, villages. Why would you leave things to chance? Does your life mean nothing to you? Do you not understand the obligation you have if you're not traveling through the world alone? If you're married, or if you have children, or a girlfriend, or, you know, everybody's got parents and siblings and cousins. We have an obligation to be there for them because they care about us. And if you are murdered and snatched out of this life, well, yes, there's a lot of things you won't get to do, but you can't feel it anymore. And your family is left to deal with that sudden traumatic loss for the rest of their lives. And yet there are people, one, that don't think you should be able to defend yourself, and two, there are people that will not take no steps at all to defend themselves. When we get back, in California, Sheriff Lee Baca has his comeuppance on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Come and see me. Can't you see me? It's so easy to believe it.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
And welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. In California, coming out of Roseville, a decision came forth that forces the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department to begin accepting and processing handgun carry license applications. This was brought down by Judge Deidre Hill. She said the LASD must consider the applications of all persons seeking a CC permit in the first instance without requiring any applicant to first seek this permit with his or her local police chief or city. The case, titled Lou versus Baca, was filed in 2012 by the CalGuns Foundation and a number of individual plaintiffs seeking to overturn an unlawful LASD policy that functioned as a de facto ban on handgun carry licenses for Los Angeles County residents. Gene Hoffman is the group's chairman, and he said this decision means that all Californians need not jump through more hoops than those required under state law in order to apply for a handgun carry license and exercise their Second Amendment rights. According to their executive director, Brandon Combs, the victory represents an affirmation of its legal strategy and presents new opportunities to advance gun rights in the Golden State, which that should probably apply to the whole state, would be my guess. Charles Hawkinson, He was the plaintiff's Long Beach-based attorney. He said, I'm very pleased by the outcome. It's always positive to see the rights of law-abiding people vindicated, as they were today in this decision. And this, you know, I don't understand why more law-abiding regular people are not angry over wherever this is, in New Jersey, in New York, in California, in Maryland. Why are you guys not insanely angry over this? California has a gigantic gun-owning population, 9 million people. The whole of my state does not have, that's 2.5 times the amount of people in my entire state. And that's just the gun owners of California. I've got sponsors in California. Battle Comp, Salient Arms International. Frog Lube used to be there, but they moved out. Griffin Industries. Existing in this absolute crazy place. And they had a de facto ban just on considering issuing a concealed carry license to somebody that is just a law-abiding citizen that just wants to defend themselves. No reason other than we don't want you to have it. And that's not reason enough, I'm sorry. That's not reason enough. I told this political operative that I was talking to, that I keep talking about over and over again, I told him yesterday, hey, whenever you're consulting with a candidate, a really good first statement they can make is, I trust you, my constituents, with a gun. See, one of the problems with politicians, and the reason they don't educate themselves more, is that they don't consider the gun issue to be that big an issue. They think it's pretty much settled already. But it isn't. You and I know it isn't. It's constant fight. I don't mind the constant fight. It actually gives me, it makes my day happier. Because I get to engage these folks. And I like to fight. It makes me feel warm. Based on data from the California Department of Justice and other government sources, the foundation reports show an increase of nearly 30,000 handgun carry licenses since it began its efforts to make California shall issue in May of 2009. That and Second Amendment Foundation, I will give them props. They know how to bring a lawsuit. They do it well, and they are everywhere doing it. And they were involved in this as well. Right now, Cal Guns Foundation is also waiting a decision by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in its federal Second Amendment carry lawsuit, Richards versus Prieto. What they're seeking to do is acquire and publish objective carry license statistics for evaluation and public scrutiny, audit and publish the policies and practices of California's licensing authorities, which are the sheriffs, by the way, help carry license applicants through the maze of state laws and local rules, force California's licensing authorities to comply with state laws, legal precedent, and the United States Constitution. Florida Vet, aren't you in Florida? Florida Vet is saying that he needs a permit. In states like California, especially in New York, they have
there's a cottage industry that arises because of the legal morass involved with getting a carry permit. Called expediters. And the other day, I saw a report, it's been a little while, but the other day I saw a report where John Stossel of Fox News tried to go get a permit. And John Stossel, you know, he's a newsman, he's got national recognition. Couldn't get a permit because he didn't use any cronies. He wasn't politically connected or anything. Now, a lot of celebrities do get them in New York. But these expediters, most of the time, you've got to pay a third party to help you get a carry permit. In what world is this right? To exercise an enumerated, God-given right, affirmed by the Second Amendment, and you got to hire a guy to help you fail in places like New York, and where apparently they need him in California. In what world is this right? Where's the concept of right and wrong? Where's the concept of trusting people? Well, apparently it resides really in a skewed way in the hands of those who know better than you. Coming up in the next hour, and by the way, all of these sponsors you keep hearing, if you're in Las Vegas, all these sponsors you keep hearing from, if you're listening to the podcast, if you're listening to the live broadcast, they're at SHOT Show. They are at SHOT Show. If you're in the area, go to the SHOT Show website. It'll show you where all of these booths are located, give you the booth numbers and everything else. Go check them out. Go check out Spartan Blades. Spartan Blades, that's two guys. And these guys are former snake eaters. They were, you know, Green Beret Special Forces guys. And the knives they design are designed to stab people in a fight. They're not designed to split kindling or to shave down a bow or anything else. They're fighting knives. Knives with intent. They got a booth there. They have a booth there. And I mean, go check them out. If you're in Las Vegas, go check them out. Tell Curtis I said hi. Let's roll into the third hour on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.